ABC Radio Australia.
They can be found in villages and markets in Papua New Guinea, in galleries and museums across the world, and most recently on the red carpet. And I'm talking about hand-woven and colourful bilum bags. Bilums are an integral part of PNG's cultural heritage and an important source of income for women, especially single mums or widows. As Dubrovka Volodar reports, a new short film explores the story behind these wearable artworks.
Bilum making has a long tradition in PNG, and mothers have passed down weaving techniques to their daughters for generations.
Each one is different, so it is hard to describe, you know, but having one in my hand right now, the natural fibres are made from plants. They're really just gorgeous, sort of open weave, really beautiful designs, all plain and very, very fine. But they're used to carry anything from babies to shopping, heavy loads like potatoes or, you know, vegetables.
Caroline Sherman is the founder of Among Equals, a Sydney-based non-for-profit who was featured in the film. As a key part of the Bilum project, she works with women in PNG and brings their designs to a global market.
The film really highlights the work that we're all doing to, you know, to support the women. So, I hope as many people as possible can see it.
Florence Jauke Carmel, fondly known as Bilum Mary, is a Bilum ambassador in Goroka. She and another ambassador, Lena, train and help women in villages across PNG to take their designs to global customers.
Our bilum weavers are actually, many of them are single mothers who, you know, are unplanned pregnancy. And then we have mothers who are single that their husband left them, and mothers who are widows that their husband have died. So it's a collective number of women that are rural, remote areas.
Thanks to the work of Florence and others, bilum making is booming. And there's now a network of about 1,000 weavers across the country. In the past, the women sold their designs locally for pocket money, but things have changed.
When the bilum market was introduced, all those children are now educated. They are in school. Some of them are at universities, and it's all because of bilum. So there's single mothers back in the villages are educating their children. They're building their houses. They're paying school fees for their children. They're paying for healthcare.
While thousands of years old, bilum making was at some point at risk of dying out. But not anymore. It's become a lucrative business.
You can see the next generation coming through, and they're really putting their stamp on it.
Anna Mergelein is the deputy CEO of the Difference Incubator.
Lena Singu's niece is featured in the film, and, you know, she understands what her generation want, and she jokes about how, you know, they want some more bling on their bags, and they're incorporating that into the design. So it's very much moving with the culture.
She says the film celebrates the empowerment of women.
The other thing that we wanted to do with the film was really show the case study of bilum and the work that's been done over the 12 years to build market and demand internationally and locally, actually.
Bilums can now be found in boutiques thousands of kilometres away in Australia, the UK, Japan and other countries. They have intricate designs, and each one tells a story. Miss Sherman again.
When somebody gets married, they'll be given like a house design, so the new house, or a diamond design for, you know, a marriage. But each one has symbols that, yeah, they all have meaning.
And recently she wore one on the red carpet.
My husband's film was The Power of the Dog. And, yeah, I chose to wear the bag on the red carpet at the Oscars. And that was exciting. I mean, my gosh, the bag was so beautiful and it just looked so perfect with the dress. And so I wanted to wear it and celebrate.
Bilum is my life. Bilum is a story. People want to buy something that you weave with love.